Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. I'd be willing to bet you have had moments where you are just flying through your to-do list, and because of that, you're checking things off. You don't even know what you're checking off. And then we end up making a lot of mistakes because of that. A few years ago, I wanted to just fix up our basement for the kids, and I thought, I'm going to paint it. So all those things that painters say you need, like primer and painter's tape, a drop cloth, like who needs that? Everything started off okay, and then I did start to see, oh shoot, I think there's some paint on the carpet. And it was fine for a number of months, and then I noticed that it was cracking a little bit, peeling a little bit, all because I didn't want to take the actual steps that are involved in the process of painting. This is a flaw in me that I am laying before our Lord. Truly, it's more than a bad habit. It's disobedience, I would say, because I try to cut corners sometimes and I insist on my way because I'm stubborn to get to my goal faster. Maybe it's rushing into signing a house contract or a job contract and you're not reading the fine print. Or we're late to get somewhere. So instead of taking the extra, probably 2 minutes to double check where we are going, just look at it on a map for a second, we just dart out the door and we're relying on GPS, which of course at times will fail us. It is not God. And it may go out on us when we need it most and we have no idea where we're going. The sequence of our actions, they really matter. They really do. So I'll leave you with this little wisdom from Proverbs 24, verse 27. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. A gentle yet powerful reminder for us that the foundation that we lay and the steps that we take, no matter how small, will shape our lives. So just let's take a moment, slow down, do things right. Trust in that path that God's got for us. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.